Thank you, Prophet. We tend to live in a world that's dominated by sound. So be quiet for a minute. Where's an ambulance where you need one? I can remember quite a few years ago now, around here, there was a vicar being inducted. And the Bishop of Chelmsford was there, and it was in November. It was early November. And what happened was, we'd gone through the induction bit and we'd done through something else, and then the Bishop said, let's have a moment of quiet. Just at that time, I think it was Eid or something as well, the fireworks went off. Rockets going up, bangs, whishes, whizzes around, you know, so much noise, and we just, let's have a moment of quiet. Of course, you can imagine what the first of all, we tried to stifle the laughter that we were doing, and then we just fell about laughing. But we're in a world where there's lots of noises that are around, some good, some bad. Silence for many Christians is a village there in France called Taizé. Be careful, there are two Taizés in France, so you can end up at the wrong one, like some of my friends did. Anybody heard of Taizé? Oh, a few. That's good. The founder was actually Swiss, this community, and in 1940 he travelled 70 miles before stopping in this semi-abandoned village of Taizé. And there, an old woman, the story goes, offered him a meal. And then she encouraged him to stay. And he did. And he raised some money, bought a disused house and outbuildings, where he began to offer shelter to political refugees, including Jews, fleeing the Nazi persecution. After the war, he took in, community took in, orphans and also German prisoners. That was the beginning of the Taizé ecumenical community. It's an ecumenical monastic order devoted to peace and justice through prayer and meditation. It's 100 strong, drawn from 30 different countries. So 100 community of monks drawn from 30. Founder was a man called Robert Louis Schultz Marsuchet. And that's him. Brother known as Brother Robert, died in 2005. Many people whose lives have been shattered by whatever means, they go to Taizé and through the community have had their lives put back together. And they've been brought back to peace. As Paul says, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, dividing wall of hostility by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandment and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this new one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He became and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were known. Many people visit, flock to Taizé. It has also, it's on a TripAdvisor. That's the comment of one of the people who went. Another comment, that was one. Another comment, spiritually uplifting, a place of encounter with many cultures and of a deep spirituality. First one was American, that one was somebody from Reading in the United kingdom. So this morning we're going to use their style of worship. Their style of worship is to take simple phrases and they repeat them. And then they have different instruments coming in, different other voices singing things. Their main language is Latin, because that became the universal language for these type of songs, not favouring one particular language group. But the expressions, the phrases are so simple that they're very easy to translate. So we're going to have three sections where we're going to listen to the music, but when you're listening to the music, you may want to actually close your eyes, not watch the images, and just allow God to speak in the quiet. Now, it won't be quiet because they're all mute, but in not no speech going on. First song we're going to listen to is Adoramus Te Domine. We love Adoramus Te You Domine Lord, or God. So we love you, Lord. That's what the repetition of this says. Maybe you want to think about God and it's on, how wonderful he is, how gracious he is, how, put your own things on, praise him, but allow him as well that time to talk to you. Psalm 145 says, they will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. Then they will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds.
Thank you.
I don't know if you've ever had those times when you feel when you pray, the prayers just bounce off the ceiling and come straight back down again. Maybe you're suffering that perhaps at the moment. Feel that nobody's listening. Our next song is one that's in English. O Lord, hear my prayer. I think we'll have it the volume down quite a bit, Bob, please. Being silent, we don't want to be bombarded too loudly. You might want to, if you're going through this, you might want to ask God, why? Why? And then listen. At times we don't ask the question because we don't want to know the answer. But that really isn't a reason for not asking the question. If you're not in that situation, then ask what God wants more of you. What does God want more of you as you follow him? I call on you, O Lord, and you will answer me. Give ear to me and hear my prayer.
Thank you.
final part, we come on to what I believe is the heart of God. A song that expresses that heart. It's Laudate Dominum Omnes Gentes. Laudate, praise. Dominum, God or Lord. Omnes is all, and Gentes is people. And that's what God wants. As we read, the Lord is not slow to keep his promise, as some understand slowness. He's patient with us, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. He wants everybody to come and to know him. You may also be thinking, why have silence and have the music at the same time? Well, often in silence, total silence, I start wandering off into other parts. But the music then keeps reminding me why I'm here, to listen and to talk to God. You may be no one person who you want to come to know God. Bring that person to mind. Or is God wanting you to pray about somebody else? Neighbours, friends, family. As we listen, as we have a short period of quiet at the end.
Praise the Lord, all you nations.
Living God, however poor our prayer is, we search for you with confidence, and your love carves out a way forward through our hesitations and even through our doubts. Amen.